Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me.
Hey! Good morning, everybody. It's National Talk Like a Pirate Day!
It's the most annoying day ever.
Is it? Do you really walk around your life and people are just like, oh,
yes.
Hey, Alex?
Yes. Yes. Like, I know if you go to Thundercloud or something like that, if you do, there's several places in Austin like that are giving discount or doing something if you talk like a pirate. And then I have like friends that all text like with everything like, are you ready to go to lunch? I'm like,
are you serious?
Too sorry. This is an annoying day.
I thought your friends were cooler than that.
They're poking fun of it, but it's just, it gets annoying by the end of the day.
Why couldn't me pirate crew play poker?
Why?
Why? Oh, that was a joke. Sorry. Why?
Because the captain was standing on the deck.
The deck of cards, Sarah.
Oh,
boat,
got it.
Deck, yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. Hey, Booker, are you going to keep on telling us jokes all morning about pirates?
What did one pirate say to the other?
What?
I see you.
I don't get
that one either.
I see.
Oh, because they're on a C?
You.
S-E-A?
Yeah, that one.
That wasn't your best.
That was
one
a stretch.
Right.
One more.
Well, how about something else that's really, really cool today? Here's Alexa to tell you all about it.
And now a friendly reminder for a historical moment. Today at 9:19 and 19 seconds, it will be 9:19:19 at 9:19:19. And a person born at 9:19 on this date in 2000 is turning 19 on 9:19:19. Please make a note of it.
Pretty cool, huh?
That music
That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Really cool.
I know.
That was really interesting.
That's random. Yeah, thank you, Alexa.
9:19:19, and at 9:19 and 19 seconds, it'll be 9:19 and 19 seconds and 9:19:19.
Remember that.
Yeah, I will. You want to do a little moment of silence?
Well,
sure.
Or how about a party? Instead of a moment of silence, how we have a moment of party.
I think it's very cool. All right, good morning, and thank you so much for having us on. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Hey.
I'm pretty sure that this is not what the average college kid would do in this situation. Most full-fledged adults wouldn't be this generous either. ESPN's College Game Day was in Ames, Iowa this past weekend.
Did they run out of places to visit?
Yeah, apparently.
They hadn't been to the University of Texas in how many years, right? When they did College Game Day here, they were like, oh, we haven't been here since like the 90s or early 2000s. And then they were in Iowa the next week.
Poor Iowa.
I was like, really?
As always, there were a ton of fans in the background holding up homemade signs. Uh-huh. And one of them was a student named Carson King, who had a sign that said, Bush Light Supply needs replenished. Then it listed his information so people could Venmo him, and it worked. Within minutes, he had hundreds of dollars in his account. And by Monday, it was up over $5,000.
Oh my gosh.
Which
genius.
That could buy him a whole lot of Bush Light.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of keeping the money or throwing a party, he is donating it.
Good job.
He called into a radio station in Des Moines and said he's buying one case of beer, but the rest of the money will go to the University of Iowa Children's Hospital.
Oh, what a great guy.
That is exactly, you nailed it. A lot of college kids, a lot of adults wouldn't do that.
I think it's the same place. This is so cool. This is a great tradition, and I'm almost positive it's the same school. Yes, the Children's Hospital overlooks the football stadium.
Really?
And every single game, there is a tradition that everybody on the field, including the officials, look up and wave to the kids that are looking out the window. Yeah.
That is cool.
It really is awesome. He's keeping his makeshift fundraiser going the rest of the month, so if you want to help out, just Venmo him at Carson-King-25 or just text HAPPY to 51993. We'll send you the info. Check this out.
After the very first time they got on TV, like when Kirk Herbstreit and all them were right there on the stage, right after they left, I looked down and I saw I had over $400. So I decided that instead of keeping all the money, after the amount of a case of Bush Light, I was going to donate the rest of it to the University of Iowa Stead Family Children's Hospital. So we're at a running total right now of over $5,000. I'm hoping to find a couple businesses that want to match the donations to make even more of an impact. So I'm going to keep my end open until the end of the month.
Isn't that great?
You know, I do think he probably is genuinely great, but I mean, it's a smart move because now Bush Light is going to send him cases of beer.
Totally.
You know what I mean? Like, it's a win-win for everybody.
Seriously.
Again, if you want to participate or just see the story, just text HAPPY to 51993 and we'd be happy to send it to you. Oh, and by the way, you can also send Bush Light to Booker, Alex, and Sarah, 4301 West Bank Drive, third floor, 78746. Thanks for listening. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7.
You ready?
Here we go.
Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Fact Attack.
The time when the largest percentage of the world is sleeping is when? A, 2 a.m. Austin time, B, 4 p.m. Austin time, or C, 11 p.m. Austin time?
11 p.m.
I'm going 2 a.m.
The time when the largest percentage of the world is sleeping is 4 p.m. Austin time.
Oh.
Approximately 57% of people in the world are sleeping at that hour, even though very few of them are in the United States.
Got it.
I guess you figure out, you know, like...
Time change.
Yeah.
4 p.m.
Europe
so.
And...
4 p.m. So today at 4 p.m., know that everyone's sleeping other than you.
Right.
You're not.
Some people are drinking.
Yeah, you're working.
Because it's 5 o'clock somewhere. 4 o'clock, though.
Yeah.
Coming up, Miss Connections. Wes wants to find the girl that he hung out in the movie theater with. It was just the two of them. And he's like, oh, man, okay. And... he forgot to get her info, but we tracked her down, and we'll see if she's interested in going out. It's Miss Connections. So good, y'all. It's on the way in 3 minutes on Mix 94.7.
Mystery Movie.
All right, y'all, ready for the Booker, Alex, and Sarah Mystery Movie? Here it is. Take a listen and see if you can figure this out.
Oh, my gosh, Griffin. I'm, like, so excited. This is, like, the nicest hotel I've ever been to.
Yeah.
Man, I have no clue.
All right, Sarah.
Well, I think that's Rob Schneider, and I think it's, like, Deuce Bigelow or Hot Chick. But I don't know if he was in Hot Chick.
Is it Rob Schneider?
I think that was.
It's interesting. That you say that. It was not Rob Schneider.
Is it Adam, what's his name?
No, no.
Because they're always together.
But even funnier, we're talking about the same circle.
Is it the guy with the big eyes, Steve, or what's that guy's name?
Not Rob Schneider, but that guy. Is Rob. Whoever Adam Sandler's dude is.
That Buscemi guy.
Rob Schneider is Adam Sandler's dude. Yeah, he's in every one of his movies.
Is it Steve Buscemi?
No, it's not. That's not. He's not in the circle.
He's not?
Nope.
I don't know. What is it?
That's David Spade.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
And the girl is your girl, Chrissy Teigen.
Oh.
They are a couple, an invisible couple, in Hotel Transylvania 3.
Oh.
I mean, big clue. This is the nicest hotel I've ever been to.
Yeah, no, that was not a big clue.
Well, Hotel Transylvania.
Oh.
Figured that would give it away. By the way, Chrissy Teigen is in the news, and this is pretty funny. I don't really love Chrissy Teigen like some people love her. Some people obsess over her. Sarah, I think, is one of those people.
Well, I have a lot of her. You know, she has a line at Target. I know you hate it when people say Target.
Just say Target.
But anyway, I have a bunch of her bowls from Target. They're real cute. She's like little salt bowls and little serving bowls.
Well, she's full of bull. And she accidentally posted her email address and got bombarded with FaceTime calls. She actually answered.
Oh, she posted her
one of them. Yes. Yes. And the audio quality isn't great, but she's just sitting at home. Her mom's like all crouched over. I think they're like on one of those big beanbags or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, let's just answer this for fun, like right before dinner time.
Hilarious.
Hello, sir.
Hello, my name's Ricardo.
Hi, Ricardo. Nice to meet you.
I'm Pepper.
This is my mom.
Hi, Chrissy's mom. How are you doing?
Thanks for following me.
How are you guys doing?
We're good. We're about to eat dinner, but just thought we'd answer one of these. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I'll let you go.
Thank you. Have a good night.
I'll let you go.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, I mean, if you got a hold of Chrissy Teigen, you'd be like, hey, I'm going to let you go.
Yeah, like, yeah. He's
like,
he was
in a hurry to get her off the phone.
I mean, really? It takes a lot to do that because I would never, ever face, like, if I saw her, no, because that's just awkward if she answers. Like, what am I calling for? It's just borderline creepy.
No.
Well, that's the thing. Have a question ready.
Yes.
Don't just hit. That was bad. Bye.
Yes.
But then again, he didn't expect. He was probably like, oh, she ain't.
He's like, right. Ugh. You don't expect her to answer.
Ask, what are you cooking?
Yes.
You know?
Right. Engage.
Engage.
Because
right.
She would engage back.
Yeah, then it could have turned into a whole conversation. Instead, he was like,
Yeah, it was bad. She picked the wrong one to answer.
That's still cool that
good
she answered.
Good for her, totally.
All right. Like I said, I'm not a huge Chrissy Teigen fan,
well,
but.
Thanks for sharing that again.
But I get it. She seems like she's very, very sweet.
Cool. And she's like Alex. Like her mom lives with her, which would be
nice.
Alex's jam.
Oh my gosh, that'd be awesome.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's why she was there?
Yeah, she's always there.
That's awesome.
Here's what's trending right now with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Simon Cowell, Paula Abdul, and Randy Jackson reunited on the Kelly Clarkson show yesterday. It was a trip seeing them together again, and apparently it will not be the last time. At one point during the interview, Simon said that he wants to do this whole thing all over again.
If I'm being honest with you, this does make me think if I had one wish, it would be to make another show with us again. That would be my number one.
Let's go. I'm there.
No, I'll tell you why. Because apart from the fact that we had so much fun, our legacy, genuinely, are the artists who we discovered over, like, this seven-year period. And that's what I'm most proud of. I mean, the show's rating's great. That's one thing. But it's who came through the process is made it all worthwhile. And that's why, genuinely, if I could choose who to work with all over again, I would work with these guys again.
I will say this litany of competition reality shows and all of these different celebrity judges, truly Randy Jackson, Paula Abdul, and Simon Cowell, that was really the magic.
I
loved it.
And that's kind of, you know, you could say, oh, he's just doing this for a headline, but the way he talked about it yesterday, because I watched this, it really felt like he was being genuine. Simon Cowell was being genuine.
And is someone in the room going to say the obvious when we saw them?
What? They look exactly the same. I mean,
they do.
No.
Are
okay.
You sure?
Well, Paula looks exactly the same.
She looks great.
She looks exactly the same.
But
Randy is now selling vitamins and nutritional vitamins that he's been taking, apparently. And everybody's like, oh, look at you. You look so great.
I mean, he's not like a cashier GNC. It's like he's a spokesperson or something,
yeah,
right?
Like okay. Created a whole new line or something.
Freaking me out.
And Simon's had some work done. One of the things that I found very interesting is Simon paid a huge compliment to Paula Abdul, where he said that she, and nobody knows the best about her, but she is really, really, really good at spotting talent. And I just never felt like he ever really propped her up that much.
There was beefing.
And I was like, oh.
His exact words was, Paula was a brilliant spotter of talent, and that the talent they found is their legacy. Now, let's think about this for a second.
Yeah.
Kelly Clarkson, Carrie Underwood, Jennifer Hudson, Adam Lambert, Chris Daughtry, Catherine McPhee, Jordan Sparks, Clay Aiken, Kelly Pickler, Fantasia Barrino, Ruben Studdard, and of course my favorite, Sanjaya Malakar.
I mean, it is amazing. It really is amazing.
I like The Voice but name one person that's come out of The Voice.
Can't do it.
Yeah. I can't name the last winner.
It was fun to see Simon, Paula, and Randy back together again on the Kelly Clarkson show.
Sources close to Lady Gaga say she's got the itch to hit the big screen again, and this time it's going to be in a reboot of Little Shop of Horrors.
Fun fact, your boy Brad Booker was the voice of the plant.
Are you serious?
Me see more famous now!
That's really good.
You what, like in a high school production?
Sarah, take it easy. You always have to knock me down.
Well, I don't want people
but yes,
to think.
It was in a high school production.
Hey, what's crazy is I just learned this, but Little Shop of Horrors began as a 1960s film that was turned into a Broadway musical in the early 80s. And then that's when 1986 it was made into the movie with Rick Moranis and Steve Martin, which, by the way, my wife was a little girl, and like that was her favorite movie because of the talking plant. Little did we know that the talking plant basically fed off of humans and blood and ate meet people.
Sure.
So although we don't know what character Lady Gaga is going to play, rumor has it that she'll play Audrey, which is perfect. She's perfect. The one that worked in the flower shop with Seymour, Rick Moranis' character, a guy who discovers a plant that feeds off of human flesh and blood.
Look at Alex doing a little theater update over here.
I love it.
Look at that. So you guys know how yesterday we woke up and we heard news that there was going to be a Saved by the Bell reunion and that Elizabeth Berkley and Mario Lopez were for sure in it, but that they were talking to Mark Paul Gosselaar. Well, yesterday, Mark Paul Gosselaar also woke up just like us and was like, oh, apparently I'm doing a reunion. It was news to him.
I read it in the trades just like everybody else this morning. Honestly, I was never approached, and I woke up to the news this morning with a, kind of, response. I mean, I kind of understand it because I'm on ABC, so it kind of doesn't fit into that considering Disney Plus. So I understand the business side of things, but I had no idea it was that far along. I mean, people ask me all the time if we're interested in doing reboots, and we've always said yes.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't it crazy how all these stories can show up on the news, and then the actual human it's supposed to involve has no idea.
He doesn't need it, though, but the reboot needs him.
Yeah, you can't do a reboot. I mean, you can, but I mean, if you don't have Zach Morris,
he'll do it for sure. He wants to do it. It's just a matter of asking him to do it.
Yeah, well, and paying him.
And pay him to do it, Simon Cowell says his one wish is to make a show with Paula and Randy again. Looks like Lady Gaga may be starring in a Little Shop of Horrors reboot. And Mark Paul Gosselaar said it's news to me about this whole Saved by the Bell reunion. That's what's trending. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7. Good morning. Yesterday, as you probably know, is National Cheeseburger Day. Now, this is a big thing for Alex and I because we host a little segment called Burger Time. Matter of fact, we have our own little jingle.
Stop. Burger time. Every time we see it, us fellas get so hyped. Juicy burger in our hands is what we really like. Now why would we ever stop eating this? Double patties loaded, it's just pure bliss. You ain't gonna see us hold a fist filet. Crown an anchor top notch, what a burger Shake Shack. Come on, let's go and play.
So,
by the way, thank God none of those have closed, so we have to like redo our jingle.
Fingers crossed. It doesn't happen. We made the ultimate decision to visit a place at the Line Hotel on Cesar Chavez called Dean's One Trick Pony.
Y'all went fancy.
Mm-hmm. Well, not really. It's not that fancy.
Well, it's downtown. It's got a fancy hotel.
Okay, yeah. But it's very casual.
Sure.
And it's known for its burger. We've been hearing about this burger for a long time.
I was about to say, there's not a drive-through, but there's a walk-through on Congress.
There is a walk-through because there is a door from the Congress Street Bridge. You can come right in that way without entering through the hotel. Okay, Sarah, you ready for the verdict?
I'm ready.
I ordered the signature hamburger. Is that the way it's called, the signature?
That's right.
Their OG one. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to add anything to it. They made it a signature for a reason. I'm going to leave the tomato on there because I don't mind tomatoes. I'm like Booker. Man, it was pretty damn good. I will say the best hamburger I've ever had is at Odd Duck in Austin. It was $17. It was worth every penny. This burger was $13, I believe the signature was, the double, because we got the double, which, Sarah, it was not very big at all.
Uh-huh.
It was high, stacked up with the beef, but the bun was smaller than the actual meat, which was good because sometimes overbunning the meat, I don't like that. You never want to overbun the meat. Never, never. And the cheese was, everything was perfect on it. Normally, I'm the boss of the sauce and I add like ketchup to stuff or add sauce and condiments and stuff. Didn't have to. Like everything was wet. Yeah. All of the dry meat was wet.
So it was a wet burger.
Yeah, it came in a tray. The fries were fries. The fries were fries. I'll give the burger a 7 out of 1 through 10.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to give it a 6 because 6 seems kind of low. It was a 7. I would like to taste the burger without all the cheese sauce and all that. Just to taste the meat, because I think the meat would be pretty amazing. It was a lot of sauce for me.
I love sauce. I'm shocked by this low score. It comes with Creekstone Farms beef, queso, charred onion mayo, fry sauce, tomato, pickle, and a Hawaiian bun.
So there's mayo and fry sauce on the burger?
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, it was a lot going on, but I'm going to give it a 7. And the fries, they weren't the best, but they weren't bad, and the fat kid in me ate all of them. I didn't stop.
No need to even put the fries on the plate because they were just normal basic fries.
I'd give the fries a 4 if I have to give the fries a score. And the overall experience, I would give the place a 6.
Oh wow!
Just because I did enjoy 3 frozen gin and lemonades.
Yeah,
they were
$10
a pop.
You loved the burger, so a 7 feels low.
7 feels very low, especially the way he was raving about it after we ate the burger.
Yeah, it was probably the second or third best hamburger I've had in Austin.
That should be an 8 or a 9.
Yeah. And now I want to leave wiggle room for something better. Like, I could honestly say I would give Odd Duck a 9, not a 10.
If that's the best you've ever had, why wouldn't you give it a 10?
I want to leave a little room. Want to leave a little room for something better to come in, because it could be. So, well, overall experience, 6.
Talk about the sauce. I was concerned that it was going to overshadow the actual beef, but this is why I was so surprised by the burger, because yes, it was a saucy burger, but it was a just perfect saucy burger, and I still was able to get the beef. I was able to taste the actual patty, and it was seasoned perfectly. The bun was awesome. Like Alex said, it was a small bun. It was a small burger overall, so I wasn't about to explode when I finished it. First bite, I was overwhelmed. It was so delicious.
I was shocked because you don't like sauce on stuff. And I was looking at the burger. I'm like, oh, man, he's going to hate this.
I don't like to sauce things because that tends to take away from the flavor of the actual food.
But when the chef sauces it, you're cool because they know what they're doing.
Right, exactly. If this is the way they present it to me, then this is the way that I'm going to eat it.
Sarah's looking at us and shaking her head. She's like, guys, it's just a hamburger.
It's just a burger.
No, it's not.
I mean, like,
Sarah, can I tell you?
5 minutes about the technicality. No.
Sarah, this is very important that you hear this.
Just tell me, is it a good burger? 1 to 10?
Yeah, 1 to 10.
Okay, I will tell you this. My last bite, I didn't want to swallow. I wanted to keep chewing it because it was so good. I will give this burger an 8.8.
Oh, okay. You're going points. Oh,
yes,
okay.
That is, it's honestly one of my favorite burgers that I've had in Austin.
Okay.
Absolutely
amazing.
I need
more reference. Like, y'all need to start scoring all your burger tags.
Oh, we will.
So 8.8.
So fries, what would you give the fries?
I give the fries like a 4 for showing up. Just for being there. There's nothing exciting about it.
So the fact that we valeted and we were in and out, everyone was nice, the overall experience, you'd give it a?
They do validate for you, but it still costs $10, and that's a lot to show
it's
up to
lot.
Eat some burgers. Yeah, so if you could get there and park for free or cheap somewhere else and then scoot on over.
Are you going to give it a lower score because of what the valet guy did to your car?
Oh, my gosh.
Is that going to ruin the overall experience?
So this amazing experience with this incredible burger, I get in the car, and the valet driver farted right before he got out.
It smelled like warm fart in his car.
I get into my car, and there is this overwhelming stench.
Booker's like, did he just fart in my car? I was like, yeah, but
he
didn't do it on purpose.
But damn, that burger was good.
Stop. Burger time.
So overall experience?
Overall experience, I would give it an 8. I really enjoyed it. Even with the farty car.
His current record is 1,240 wins with just 114 losses this morning. Sarah and I read for John. John is an attorney, lives in Belterra, and is making the commute right now to College Station. Let's welcome him to Austin's favorite game.
John!
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning. Let's do this, all right? Sarah has written 5 pop culture trivia questions. She's going to ask you as soon as I leave the room. When you're done, I'll come back, answer the same 5. You need to get more right than me to win, okay?
Awesome.
Good luck.
All right, John, Mr. Brad Booker is out the door.
All right, question 1. Downton Abbey, the movie, is out Friday. I know there's a lot of people who are excited about it. I unfortunately did never get into the show. The show movie follows the lives of what family in the post-Edwardian era? The Stark family, the Crawley family, or the Pearson family?
Crawley.
Jimmy Fallon is 45 years old today, and he is doing his very first show at a university. Which university did he pick?
University of Massachusetts.
Okay, Peacock will be the new streaming service of NBC. It will be also the exclusive home of Parks and Recreation. What state did Parks and Rec revolve around? Illinois, Iowa, or Indiana?
Indiana.
Someone in Hollywood brought up the possibility of a Princess Bride remake, which is the worst idea in the history of the world, and people are really upset, including Jamie Lee Curtis, who is married to the six-fingered man, Christopher Guest. In the movie Princess Bride, she was Princess what? What was her name?
God, come on, Wesley and? Buttercup.
Okay, and finally, The Hollywood Reporter says HBO Max paid billions of dollars for the exclusive streaming rights for The Big Bang Theory. The theme song for The Big Bang Theory is from what band? Bare Naked Ladies, They Might Be Giants, or Cake?
Bare Naked Ladies.
All right, we'll bring them back in.
Booker! Does that guy really have 6 fingers?
That's how my name is whatever, Montoya.
I've never seen it.
I don't know what you're talking about, but I can tell you right now.
Curtis is married to the six-finger man?
Apparently.
I don't know what's going on here.
All right. You got four right.
Wow, very good.
So you best bring your egg game.
All right, let's do it.
Downton Abbey, the movie, is out Friday. I know Booker has just...
Oh, I cannot wait.
He's so excited. The show follows the lives of what family in the post-Edwardian era? Stark family, Crowley family, or Pearson family?
Well, it's not the Stark family because that's from Game of Thrones. So it's the, would you say Crowley family or Pearson family?
Yeah.
I don't know. Crowley family.
Yes, that's correct. Pearson's is from This Is Us.
Ah, okay.
Jimmy Fallon, 45 years old today. He is going to bring his Tonight Show and do their very first university show where?
The University of Texas!
Hey!
John was a little off. He said Massachusetts.
That's pretty funny, though.
He was my second guest. Darn it.
The Peacock will be the new exclusive home of Parks and Rec. Peacock, by the way, the new streaming service from NBC. Parks and Rec revolved around what state? Illinois, Iowa, or India? Indiana.
The state of India. It was Indiana.
That is correct. Someone in Hollywood brought up the possibility of a Princess Bride remake. Please do not. It is an amazing movie. It does not need to be remade.
It's my wife's favorite movie of all time. And she was literally... I woke up in the middle of the night last night, and it was on.
Are you serious?
She was watching it again for like the 5 millionth time.
It's an oldie but a goodie. People are not excited about a remake, including Jamie Lee Curtis, who's married to the six-fingered man, Christopher Guest. Okay, Princess. What is her name? Princess what?
Oh, I better not get this one wrong. Princess Buttercup.
That is correct. And finally,
Robin Wright.
The Hollywood Reporter says HBO Max paid billions of dollars for the exclusive streaming rights to Big Bang Theory. Who sang the theme song? Bare Naked Ladies, yep. They Might Be Giants, or Cake.
Bare Naked Ladies.
That is correct.
Yep.
Wow.
5 out of 5. Man.
Woo! Please. John, I pulled it out today, buddy, but I do appreciate you playing.
Should have gone with Hook'em Horns.
Hook'em Horns.
Hook'em.
Yep.
This is John, and I can't beat Booker.
All right.
Take care, guys.
Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Mix 94.7.
During last night's finale of Bachelor in Paradise, it was revealed that Pete the Pilot will be the next Bachelor. The show is expected to premiere in January, but since Pete is a pilot for Delta, it'll probably be delayed until March. But still...
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. It's Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Share Your Salary.
Share your salary. Share your salary.
All right, the last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that Judith from Westlake makes $70,000 a year as a divorce therapist. On the phone with us now is Chris, who lives in North Austin. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. We're doing awesome. We appreciate you coming on the radio to tell everyone how much money you make for a living. Thank you for sharing your salary. This is going to be fun. He's not going to mention what department he works for, but Chris is a firefighter.
Oh, nice. I've always wondered this.
Yeah, let's do this. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock, Chris. We're going to ask you a bunch of questions, and then when we're done, we'll play a 3-minute song. We'll come back. We'll guess what we think you make, and then you're going to tell everybody. So simple, okay?
All right, got it.
Let's go. How long have you been a firefighter, Chris?
7 years.
How old are you, Chris?
I'm 29.
That's exactly what I was going to guess.
What are you thinking? Really?
Really?
All right.
Yeah. How does it go as far as salary increases? Is it incremental, you know, like every 5 years, every year?
They have a step program, so basically every year you'll get an increase. And then you get an increase based on a position that you'll hold, so they have ranks.
Chris, do you drive the fire engine?
I do.
Oh!
Whoa!
Okay.
And how good is the food that y'all eat at the fire station?
That's pretty good. We go get our own meals from the grocery store, and we make our own food, so it's always different and it's unique, and it's good stuff.
Who's the best?
I would say the person who drives the engine. That would be me.
Okay. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
I have an idea.
It's tough. Has anybody ever fallen off the pole?
Jeez.
Sliding down?
Nobody's ever injured themselves, but people get close to hurt. So.
Have you ever had any of the wives or girlfriends late night try to dance?
Dude.
He's laughing because he has.
Never.
Oh, wait, are you single?
Wait, our 60 seconds is up.
I have to know, are you single?
I am single.
Oh man. Is that like the best pickup line? You can go to a bar and you say a firefighter and girls are just like,
oh, for sure,
stuck to you like glue?
I would say, you don't try to drop it too early, but it's a good surprise.
You don't try to drop it too early. Chris from North Austin, the firefighter. All right, here we go. Text your guest right now to 51993. Alex loves to use your messages.
Yeah, I have a figure in my head, but I need, like, justification. I need someone to push me to this.
Be sure to put your name on it and where you're from so we can thank you. Again, text your guest to 51993. We're going to find out next in 3 minutes when Chris shares his salary, because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Chris from North Austin. Chris is a firefighter.
Yeah.
What else did we learn, Sarah?
We learned that he's 29. He's been a firefighter for 7 years. Every year he gets a pay increase. He drives the truck, which makes him the best. No one has ever injured themselves falling off the pole. And he is single, and, you know, he doesn't like to drop that too early, and he's a firefighter.
Hey, can I give you guys a little hint real quick? I've heard that the person that drives the fire truck, they get paid more than the others.
Why are you helping us out?
Just throwing it out there, because I feel like it's a little nugget that just I got to share with you.
Is that true, Chris?
You actually have to go to a special type of school to be certified in how to do equations and for water supply on those big engines.
Wow.
Alex is right.
I want to be a firefighter.
Alex is right.
Alex, you go first.
All right. Jennifer in Pflugerville, she says her husband is a 14-year firefighter, and she's guessing it's $72,000, depending on which fire department it is. Della in Killeen says $40,000. I think that's pretty low. Jason in New Braunfels says $42,000. Again, really, really low. I'm wrong with Jennifer in Pflugerville, though, saying that her husband's a 14-year vet. Yep.
Sarah?
Well, it keeps inching up because all this new information we learned. I'm going to go 62,000.
62,000. I think I'm going to dip down a little bit and say 56,000.
Okay.
So Alex says 72,000. Sarah went with 62 grand. I'm at $56,000. And now it is time. We've reached the point of the conversation. Chris from North Austin, the firefighter. What is the number? How much are you making every year?
I make $65,000 a year.
Whoa! 65!
That's awesome.
Oh, man. So you do get a nice little bump, and then once you promote, then you make even more money.
Dude, that's awesome.
Is that your goal?
Yeah, man. I've always wanted to be a firefighter, so, you know, I did it right out of school. I went to, fire school. It's a tough program. You made a lot of friends, and just kind of worked your way in there, man.
So is that something that, you know, as a kid, you're like, oh, I want to be a police officer or a firefighter. My kid wants to be a farmer right now. But, you know, most kids want to do one of those two things. Was that something, like, as a child, you told your parents, I want to be a firefighter?
As a child, I want to be a doctor. And then you get older and you're like, oh, man, look how the girls love firefighters.
You know, and that's kind of a joke within law enforcement. It's like people hate on police, but nobody hates firefighters. Nope. So,
that's awesome.
Well, we can't thank you enough for all you do. We really appreciate you putting out those fires. Thank you for sharing your salary. Remember, the reason Share Your Salary works is because you and your willingness to participate. You don't have to use your name or tell us where you work, but call us right now. 512-643-5947. Share Your Salary helps everybody, but we do need you.
Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Mix 94.7.
Kylie Jenner is hinting on Instagram that she and Travis Scott have split up. She said she'll be getting back to her favorite dating app, the BET Awards.
Throwback Thursday, and it's time to play my favorite game called What Year Was It? I'm going to list off a bunch of clues, all pop culture related events from one specific year in history. Let's see how well you do, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
A little off last week, so let's see if we can do a little bit better. Okay, it was this year that Britney Spears married Kevin Federline. They had two kids together, and their divorce was finalized 3 years later. Here's Kevin to talk about those kids.
How long after you know, you guys start dating, did she actually get pregnant?
Awkward question.
I'm not sure. I mean, it would have had to have been like around Christmas time after we first met. Because Preston was born in September, so 9 months before that. Jaden was born in September.
The fact that you did the math that quick is pretty impressive.
Later. Yeah.
Okay.
So I was back to backing him at that point, I guess.
Right.
You know? But yeah, we had two kids. Obviously, things didn't work out the way that they were supposed to.
Yeah.
Pretty sure I couldn't be in a room with him and Britney Spears talking to one another.
Oh my God.
Oh, I would just be like, ugh.
You know what was so sad about it? Like, in our world, we just like lift Britney Spears up because she was the queen of pop. Like, Britney at that time was everything. And she picked K-Fed.
Hey, backup dancers need love too, Sarah.
Here's the funny thing. He was asked in that same interview if he was Britney's backup dancer. He said no.
He wasn't?
He was never her backup dancer.
So how did...
Didn't we all think that?
I thought so.
They met through mutual friends at a party.
Oh, but he is a dancer.
He danced at least a couple of times. 9 months apart. All right, Sarah, I'm going to give you a movie character. You tell me the movie. Katie Heron.
One more character.
All right, you got this one now. Regina George.
Oh, Mean Girls.
That's right.
You're, like, really pretty.
Thank you.
So you agree?
What?
You think you're really pretty.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, my God, I love your bracelet.
Wow, I'm thrown off big time.
Are you?
Yeah, because I'm thinking, like, 90s. Wasn't Mean Girls a long time ago?
Yeah.
It was.
And Kevin Federline, were they that long ago?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Wow.
Here's a big one for Sarah, being the big SNL fan. Jimmy Fallon said goodbye to SNL during Weekend Update.
The Weekend Update, I'm Tina Fey.
Hey, I'm Jimmy Fallon. I just want to say thanks. This is my last show. Good night and have a pleasant tomorrow.
Was that it?
Yeah.
That's all he said.
That was his sign off?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
All right. Same year, this little thing called the Facebook launched.
I didn't want to build a company. Right. I actually explicitly did not want to build a company. It wasn't even that I kind of wasn't thinking about building a company. And that's why early on, where most people would probably launch it at schools that they thought it would have the highest chance of working, what I did was I launched it at the schools that I thought would have the lowest chance of working. Right? And so those were schools that already had some kind of school community. And the reason why I did that was because I wanted to know early on if this was something that that was just worth spending a lot of time on as a project. You know, in college, I just built a whole lot of different things. I mean, that's just a passion of mine, is
so
kind of building things,
I mean,
very
in
quickly.
Keeping with what you
yeah, and I mean, the first version of Facebook I built in 2 weeks, right? And then we improved the application, and when it worked and spread extremely quickly at these other colleges that already had something similar to it that people were using, we figured, okay, this is something that maybe could grow to be a lot bigger. And that's when my roommates joined me. And we really started growing it aggressively.
That, of course, is Mark Zuckerberg, who now has a net worth of $70 billion.
Wow. Sarah, you're in a bar.
Yeah.
You're downtown Austin chilling. You have to go home with one of these two guys, Kevin Federline, who we heard from, or Mark Zuckerberg, not knowing that Facebook was successful. You just heard Mark and you heard Kevin talking.
I mean, I guess Mark, he's just so obnoxious.
All right, how are we feeling right now? What year, if you had to put it out there?
2004,
Sarah says. Alex?
2000.
2000. We are 4 years
Love.
Apart.
Yeah.
Let's see if this makes a difference.
Kay.
This was the number one song on the radio on September 19th. Ooh, I like it like that. Slow motion for me. Do you remember who sings this? Juvenile.
Ah.
Slow Motion was the number one song on the radio.
It sounds so old.
I'm going to go 2003.
All right.
And I will lock it in there.
He is locked in at 2003.
That song went, she like it like that. She working that back.
Sarah, are you good for 2004?
Yeah, lock it in.
Britney Spears married
so
Kevin
dumb.
Federline. Mean Girls was the big movie. Jimmy Fallon left SNL. The Facebook launched, and I say it like that because that's what it was called. And Slow Motion from Juvenile was the number one song on the radio, all in the year 2004.
Yes!
Nice job,
I know.
Sarah.
Man, you knew it.
You should have gone with me. me, Alex.
Coming up next is Waiting by the Phone, because we hate it when people get ghosted. We're here to help Bill, who wants to know why Miranda is not called. Find out what Bill did wrong on the way next on Mix 94.7. Good morning. Thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.